The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. If you missed the first hour, you missed a great one where we had Mayor Kim Lawson, former mayor of Crisfield, Maryland, come on and talk about his experiences catching the state record dolphin fish, mahi-mahi, back in the 80s, and have that record eclipsed twice in the last few weeks. And then he talked about the events in Crisfield this upcoming week in, you know, the National Hard Crab Derby and all the events in Crisfield beginning Monday. And so that's going to be really something. He did not mention who to contact, but you can contact the Crisfield Area Chamber of Commerce at crisfieldchamber.com and see all the activities that start on August 26th, the National Hard Crab Derby. And then September 1st is the boat docking contest up at that's the next Sunday. So big activities. That's the activity center of Maryland right now. So there you go. Okay, we've got a couple of newsworthy items here I want to talk about. First one being the fact that a new superintendent of Natural Resources Police has been appointed. G. Adrian Baker replaces Colonel Colonel Ziegler, who stepped down this past week, and Ken Ziegler, he resigned on the 22nd. He stepped down, and Adrian Baker stepped into his place. He'll take office on September 11th. So the Maryland Department of Natural Resources announced that Chestertown Police Chief and Natural Resource Police veteran G. Adrian Baker will serve as superintendent of the Maryland Natural Resources Police. He'll be taking the place of Colonel Robert K. Ken Ziegler, who resigned on the 22nd. The appointment takes place September 11th. Baker has nearly two decades of command experience, including the past seven as chief of police in Chestertown. Baker's experience also includes 6 years serving as the commander of the Natural Resources Police Central Region. Chief Baker has a proven track record, not just in Chestertown and Kent County, but also in his years of leading our Natural Resources Police Central Region in protecting both our environment and our citizens, Department of Natural Resources Secretary Jeannie Hadaway Riccio said. I know that he'll be a tremendous asset to our team. Quote, I'm very excited to return to the Maryland Natural Resources Police and continue the important work of preserving and protecting our state's vital natural resources. In conjunction with Governor Hogan and Secretary Hadaway Riccio, I'll ensure that our unique police agency will prioritize conservation enforcement, outstanding public service, and public safety. Baker said, with professional leadership skills I've developed over the last 7 years as the chief of the Municipal Police Department, combined with career experience through the ranks of NRP, I look forward to applying and proving clear direction to our management and field officers as we move the Natural Resources Police forward. Chief Baker will be stepping into the role vacated by Colonel Ziegler, who served as superintendent since March 2016 and was acting superintendent since August 2015. Quote, we appreciate Colonel Ziegler's service as a member of the leadership team here at the department. Riccio said he brought valuable experience to the organization. We wish him the best. The men and women of the Natural Resources Police aren't here by accident. They've chosen this field because they're hunters, anglers, or simply love the outdoors and have dedicated their lives to public safety, said Ken Ziegler. Our officers deeply care about our environment. It's been an honor and privilege to work with them, serving the people of Maryland. Lieutenant Colonel Ernest Leatherbury, Jr. will serve as acting superintendent until Baker's appointment on September 11th. an integral part of the state's Natural Resources Agency. The Natural Resources Police has 258 officers and a dedicated staff of civilian and volunteer personnel, including reserve and retired officers. They're responsible for enforcing conservation and boating safety laws, protecting state parks, public lands, and waterways. So there's the press release in its entirety. We congratulate Adrian Baker, and we wish Ken Ziegler well. I've communicated a lot with Colonel Ziegler over the past few years on a variety of subjects, and I like Ken, and I wish him well. So there we go. That's number one topic. Number two, we recorded a show a week or so ago with Z-Man, Eric Zlokovitz, and we were talking about some changes upcoming to the striped bass management plan here in Maryland. The Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission public comment on striped bass will be presented at a public hearing September 25th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Calvary United Methodist Church. That's on Robb Boulevard in Annapolis, right behind the DNR building. And Michael Luisi of the department is the contact man. I will send anybody the information that wants it. The draft addendum 6 to amendment 6 of the Interstate Fishery Management Plan for Atlantic Striped Bass for public comment is available online. You can go to the DNR website and click on the link. If you need the link and would like me to send it to you, I'll be more than glad to do that. I cannot read this document in its entirety because it's charts and statistics and management talk, and it's 89 pages long. I began to read it yesterday into last night, into this morning, and once my eyes and ears started to bleed, I had to quit. So I'm going to guess that at the public meeting, they'll have a PowerPoint presentation. They'll give the highlights of the plan, and maybe between now and then we'll try to get a fisheries guest on and be able to talk about what this draft addendum 6 to amendment 6 is going to be, what it means to Maryland. It affects the entire Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, all those coastal states that have striped bass and are part of that commission. So there you go. That's number two. Number three, we'll talk about this in more depth. Turmoil at the National Rifle Association. They have like 70-some board members. Seven of them have resigned, including some pretty well-known names. You know, Ollie North was removed as president back at the convention with some, blockbuster allegations. And recently, in this past week, Richard Childress of the, NASCAR fame, and Craig Morgan, country music singer, stepped down, and there were more. So if you want to talk about the NRA and what's going on with that, we'll be more than glad to do that. But we're also taking phone calls, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And the fellow who's been standing by is Glenn from Chestertown. And there's Glenn. Hey, Glenn, good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing, Alan?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
I just kind of wondering, have you or do you know anybody else, of course, that go crow hunting and that has actually ate the crow, cooked and ate it?
You know, I don't know, but I mean, I've eaten crow a few times on this program, but I've never actually cooked and ate a crow. No, I don't know. Why are you asking?
I just wondering. I mean, there's some crows around. I know I have hunted them before, a way long time ago, but what few times and did get a shot at him, couldn't hit him, so.
I don't know if there is a menu or recipe for wild crow. There might be. There is a crow pie, ways to cook crow, cook in boiling salt water for 10 minutes. Ultimately, cut three pieces of corn and green peppers and cherry tomatoes along with four pieces of crow meat on each skewer. Use one mushroom to top each skewer, brush with melted butter, and place on a preheated grill for about 4 minutes. So there you go. They make a skewer out of them. There is a one of our measures is Doug Wigfield, who lives in Wicomico County, and Doug has an organization and a marketplace called Crow Mart. And he's got a partner here in the Baltimore area who's friends with one of our producers. And they market crow hunting supplies and so forth. So if anybody wants to check out Crowmart, but I'm not sure there's any recipes on Crowmart. However, there are a numerous recipes online about crows, including one for barbecue, blackbird pie, how to cook and prepare them, pan-fried crow recipes. So, there you go.
All right. Let's see what everybody said hi and if everybody's doing good.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Glenn.
All right.
Have a great day.
Bye.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. I don't know. I'd eat them. I'd try it.
I don't know if I'd get, the ones around here, but maybe going further out in the country, like maybe West Virginia.
Eastern Shore, Western Maryland. Every now and then, there's a great crow rookery somewhere in this area here, which means there's where they nest.
Uh-huh.
And used to be more of them than there is now. I don't know if there have been eradication efforts done or not, but, they used to fly over the station here morning and evening back and forth. And my house over in Windsor Mill was on that route, and the crows would fly back and forth.
You were in the flight path.
Definitely in the flight path. But, there were a lot of crows,
Uh-huh.
And that's where you'll find them coming off the roost and going back to the
roost.
But every now and then, our dog Maisie, who is no longer with us as of a couple of weeks ago. I mean, she is with us. Her ashes are with
us. Exactly, in spirit.
Yeah, and she's with us in spirit. When we lived in Windsor, over here, she would find a chicken bone in the yard. And I didn't throw chicken bones out in the yard, nor did my neighbors, but in the middle of my yard, there would be a chicken bone. And I'm guessing that those crows were visiting the dumpster at the, KFC down the street,
mm-hmm.
or the Wendy's or the Popeyes.
Yeah, wherever somebody had chicken.
Wherever they could find a chicken bone, and they were flying back to the roost with it and would drop it right in the middle of our yard. And, that happened on three or four occasions, not just once. So,
I was about to say, because crow season started already.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very limited season. You just can't go out and indiscriminately kill them because there are certain days of the week you can.
Yeah, I think it's like Wednesday through Saturday.
Yeah. 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 So I've never been on a real, real crow hunt. I've shot a couple crows in my life and, picked them off in a tree with a .22 or something mm-hmm. like that. But I've been not blessed to go on an actual wild crow hunt. I think that'd be fun. Let me add that to the bucket list.
There you go.
Yeah, why not? John Vincent has a buddy who's a real crow hunter, and I think John has hunted him before.
John told me about that. And in fact, he said something about, he said, it's funny, around here you see them everywhere. He said, but you go out to West Virginia, you see more. Nothing out there.
Exactly. So. But, that used to be a great, great method for burning up, steel shot or, lead shot that was left over after the lead shot ban for waterfowl
mm-hmm.
went into effect. Put a big old corn pile out there and let the crows come in and, blast away. I don't know how legal it was, but I know that it was done on more than one occasion. So, but.
I was about 6 when I was looking at the schedules for various seasons. It's like, there's no limit. As far as crows,
no,
I don't think anything to do if you were to bait them with corn. I don't think it'd be that bad.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's technically you are baiting, and
yeah, exactly.
But at the same time, too, there's like no limit on crows. So
yeah,
what do you? It's kind of a mixed message.
I it was a mixed message, but I don't know how legal it is.
Yeah.
So that that is the only.
Yeah.
That's the only caveat on that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Exactly. Anyway.
How about them O's?
Yeah, ain't a beer cold. Huh? So, Craig Morgan and Richard Children have stepped down from the NRA board. And I didn't print that story out, but the NRA's rivals on the right seemed to sense an opening amid the chaos. And I believe this is from the Washington Post with some help from the Associated Press. The National Rifle Association grapples with the drama inside the country's most powerful gun rights organization. And Democrats ramp up their gun control push. Other gun rights groups that have long existed in the NRA's shadow are working to raise their profiles. For months, the NRA has been immersed in its own problems, seeing top leaders exit and facing questions about its money management. A Fox News poll, apparently from Fox, released this week indicated that the organization, for the first time, has a net negative rating from voters. The Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms both are getting many requests to build a backstop in case the NRA turmoil creates a void, said Alan Gottlieb. He's a member of the president, Second Amendment Foundation. We're working with politicians, grassroots activists, and many former and current NRA directors and employees to make that happen. And then another pro-gun group, Gun Owners of America, talked up its efforts to fight gun control measures, telling Fox News the organization's staff is pounding the halls of Congress, urging lawmakers to vote down gun control and instead pass legislation encouraging concealed carry. Gun Owners of America and our members have generated more than 2 million letters to Senate offices urging them to hold the line in defense of the Second Amendment protected right, said the organization's senior vice president, Eric Pratt. While the smaller rivals to the NRA see an opening, they face a big challenge in raising the massive amount of money that the NRA does. According to reports, the NRA brought in $412 million and spent a total of $423 million last year. But in recent months, the NRA cut ties with its president, Oliver North, its top lobbyist, Chris Cox, its ad agency, Ackerman McQueen. It also shut down a production of its online program, NRA TV. Meanwhile, New York Attorney General Letitia James has launched an investigation into the group's finances, and Washington, D.C.'s Attorney General has sought financial documents from the NRA. The Wall Street Journal also recently reported past plans for the organization to buy a $6 million mansion in Dallas for NRA CEO Wayne LaPierre. And on Tuesday, it was reported that the NRA board member Richard Childress, a former NASCAR driver and NASCAR owner now, became the fifth member of the organization's board to resign. So, what do you think about the turmoil within the NRA? Let's talk to Danny on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, Danny. How are you?
Man, I'm doing good. How you doing, Alan?
I'm well. What's up?
Good. Two things.
Yep.
First off, you're crow hunting over the corn.
Yeah, legal or not.
In my past life, I've seen a lot of people hunt over a lot of corn for a lot of different things.
It wasn't me, but those guys did it.
that was usually one of them. The squirrel and the raccoon got blamed the most of the time.
Right.
But yeah, under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, just like no geese or anything else, even though there's no limit,
no,
can't hunt them over bait.
Can't hunt them over bait. Yep, I didn't think so. But it's been done. It's been done.
It's been done. Like I say, I've seen people hunt ducks and geese. And
Which is also illegal.
Something might have changed in the last 6 or so years, but I don't think so.
You're right.
But anyway, my main purpose in calling, the new superintendent of the Natural Resource Police, Ken Ziegler, was a good guy.
Yep.
Adrian Baker is the cream of the crop.
I agree.
He is the straightest arrow I have ever seen. He is going to be a great asset. And he comes loaded as far as personality, approachability, knowledge. He is absolutely a perfect candidate, perfect selection, and I couldn't be more pleased for him.
We knew that going in back before a superintendent was even appointed. I believe Colonel Johnson was the last superintendent. Meaning Maryland Hunting Coalition and our advocate, lobbied for Adrian Baker to be appointed before Ken Ziegler was appointed. We didn't know Ken Ziegler. Others did.
Nothing against him.
Nope. Others did. But we have the letters and everything else. We met with Adrian and through mutual acquaintance. And I'll tell you what, he impressed me. So I'm sorry I didn't get the gig earlier, but I'm certainly more than glad that he's got it now.
Absolutely. I first met Adrian in 1986 and have been impressed from that moment on, and I expect nothing but the best from him.
Nothing but the best.
Great addition to the team, and I hope he can hang in there for a long time.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Danny.
All right, buddy. Good talking to you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. There he goes. Danny from the Eastern Shore. We appreciate that. So anyway, NRA.
3 minute stations, 3 minutes to your next Fox News 30:30.
Well, now we all know. We don't do the 30:30 show. So we got three things. We got Adrian Baker. There was a call on that. We got the striped bass plan coming up on September 25th. We're going to try and reach out to, this just came out, by the way. We're going to reach out to DNR on that and see if somebody can break this 89-page draft addendum to the whatever amendment to whatever. But then we're also talking about the National Rifle Association. So what's going on with the National Rifle Association? We had some hints of this early on when the turmoil erupted at their convention with Ollie North and so forth, pointing fingers back and forth. I've got a picture on the website I took with doggone it, Wayne LaPierre. You'll see
2 minute stations, 2 minutes to your next Fox News 30:30.
Okay, now we got 2 minutes till the Fox 30:30. So anyway, I'm really confused now. I'm really confused. That comes in my headphones very loudly. I won't hear it again. Our listeners won't hear it again. We're not going to hear a 1 minute till the Fox News 30:30. Oh, boy. All right. You were busy with a call, though. I get that. So, yes. So, anyway, I've got my picture with Wayne LaPierre from back in the, 2005, 2006, somewhere there, on the website with my smiling face and Wayne's smiling face and some others. So, you know, having worked in Washington for a grand total of 8 months, I got to know some people affiliated with the National Rifle Association. Some of them I liked, and, you know, there were others that were Washington types. So, very interesting. Let's talk to, if you have a comment about it, though, give us a call, 410-922-6680. Are you still a faithful NRA member? Are you concerned about this financial turmoil? Do you know that there are other alternatives that may or may not have the juice that the NRA has? Or has NRA, you know, is the bloom off the rose, so to speak, with the NRA? Let's talk to Mike in Ellicott City. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Pretty good. You, Al?
Yeah. What's up?
Listen, I just read Carl Sherrington's article in your Hunter's Quarterly.
Oh, the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, yeah.
There's two books that people want to read more about this. One is called Bitten.
Okay.
By Chris Newby. It came out May of 2019.
Okay.
And the other one to give you a full background on ticks and the diseases that they can carry.
Yeah.
Lab 257. It came out in 2004.
Okay. Why don't you email me those names and those links, if you would, if you can find them, Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. But I appreciate you mentioning that. What do you think about her article?
Her article is good, but she hasn't done a lot of background on it. And, you know, that's understandable because of the onset of the disease. But people don't know is, you know, you have to watch out for ticks, but you also have to watch out for mosquitoes and flies because they can carry it as well.
Right. Yeah, we just saw somebody somebody passed away in Mexico from a mosquito that gave her dengue fever.
Of course.
Sure.
And yellow fever and all sorts of things like that. But what people don't realize is the Lyme disease acts with a spirochete sheet just as does
right.
Syphilis and AIDS. So it won't necessarily show up in a blood test. That's why it remains invisible.
Got it.
Because it goes into the blood cells where it replicates and then comes forth and goes into other blood cells. So it these two books will give you a very good background.
All right. Well, do me a favor. Email that to me so that I can research that and maybe obtain a couple copies of those books, and we'll go from there. How's that sound? My son-in-law has Lyme disease and has had Rocky Mountain spotted fever as well, so they might be beneficial.
I have spotted fever, too.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, we did list.
Some of them have been imported from Africa, and they carry a variety of diseases. In other words, they can get other diseases. If you have a tick bite a particular animal or bird, then a mosquito bites that bird and then bites another human. You know, it's all kinds of things can happen.
Sure. The what if scenario. Well, what we did actually print a pretty extensive list of links in that article. It's on page 28 of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, available online, Maryland Hunting Quarterly. But we have links to the new East Asian longhorn tick in Maryland, the several links to the Centers for Disease Control, the links to the alpha-gal syndrome, which is the meat allergy and other tick-borne diseases for the University of Maryland. Johns Hopkins has lots of links. And then the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, which is the National Institute of Health. So at least that's a starting point for people that want to read the article and don't have access to those books.
There's about seven of these ticks. But anyway, I got to go, buddy.
Thanks, Mike.
Take care. Bye-bye.
See ya. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Hey, it's always nice to learn something. If somebody has more information than me, lay it on me. Email, send me the email, send me the titles of the books, and I'll be glad to take a look at it, see what happens. No interest in talking about the NRA today, huh? So are you still an NRA cheerleader? You think they're the greatest thing since sliced bread? You think, you know, they can do no wrong? You think there's no impropriety? There's, you know, all these board members that have resigned, they're just discontented. They're disgruntled board members, and you know, things aren't going their way. Or do you think there are issues within the organization? And you know, they're going to be attacked. They're going to be attacked from the left. They're going to be attacked from the media because of their strong Second Amendment stand and their resistance to any changes in the gun laws that affect the Second Amendment. And I stand with them on that. But you know, the internal workings are. You know, another thing. I mean, you know, I'm an executive director of an organization. Do I expect my organization to buy me a mansion, a $6 million home? You know, do my expensive tastes get paid for by the organization? Or are the attacks on Wayne LaPierre unjustified? You were going to say something there.
I was about to say, I think with any large organization, there's going to be disarray. But, of course, now with the overall political climate, yes, there's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
And I think with a lot of people, their true colors are actually starting to come out.
Well, you take in $412 million, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's about 11 million memberships.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have 11 million members, so there's all kinds of other contributions that come in from the industry and everything else
that
help support it. And then they spend $423 million. They've never advertised on this show other than the show in Harrisburg,
mm-hmm.
which is a big event of theirs that they own, and we're grateful for that. Will that be another sponsor this coming winter? Will we be talking about the Great American Outdoor Show again? Or will that expense be cut? Who knows? I'm not saying anything. I'm not making a prediction.
No, just throwing it out
there.
But
I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just saying, you know, we got to start working on that here very soon to get that deal done. So, I don't know, brother. I don't know.
So, scary.
It is scary. Yep, it is scary because, you know, they do have a lot of influence. But, you know, everything that's normal in our society is getting attacked and broken down.
Well, anything that makes logical sense is getting
attacked. Well, yeah, exactly. So, yeah. What did I hear the other day? Somebody was talking. I think it was, I don't know if it was a radio caller or what it was, but they had anxiety. And they went from anxiety to anxiety and being triggered You know, they were in a constant state of anxiety, and then they'd get triggered, and then they'd have more anxiety, and they'd get triggered. Yeah.
They were like that before.
Yeah. I mean, me, something happens, I get triggered, I get pissed, and then I get over it.
Oh, that's just it. You move on. You don't dwell on it.
No, you move on.
You move on.
I'm not sitting around going, I wonder who the next person is that's going to make me angry. I don't know. I'm so desperate. I'm so excited. I'm so afraid. I don't know. I can't tell. I can't function.
We used to be a nation of people that had thick skin. You got over it. Now.
Yeah, you got to have thick skin in this business. That's for sure. Yeah, if you want to go on, you better have thick skin if you're going to weigh in online on something.
Exactly.
That's for sure. Because you're going to get hammered from both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk to Camo Preacher. Hey, Camo Preacher, how are you?
I'm well. How are you doing, Alan?
I'm doing good. You have a comment about the NRA?
I do. I am a member of the NRA. I'll continue to be a member of the NRA. But I have to say, I'm really disturbed about some of the reporting that's coming out about LaPierre right now.
Wayne LaPierre. Do you think it's accurate?
I'm starting to think that it is. Like everybody else, I've heard rumors for months and months.
Sure.
About some things. And, you know, we all know how rumors are. But if you keep hearing the same thing over and over again, eventually it needs to be looked at. And, you know, I was watching Steve Hilton on Fox the other night, and he gave a concise, detailed Swamp Watch report on, you know, some of the allegations and some of the things.
Right.
And even if Wayne didn't do the things that he's accused of.
Right.
In the circles I run in with other ministers, we have a saying that we pull from Scripture to avoid even the appearance
of evil,
of wrongdoing or
yep.
evil. So
yep.
I really think at this point, for the benefit of the NRA, its memberships, and its especially the cause, its cause for the Second Amendment, I think it would be better for him to step down, and if he doesn't have the courage to do that, then he should be, you know, put down.
You mean removed. I hope you mean removed.
I do mean removed. I know I used the hunting term. No, let the guy live.
I mean, I put my dog down a couple of weeks ago. Total different meaning. So.
I'm being facetious, but seriously, I think he has to go. If we're going to salvage the NRA and what it really means, what it's about, I think the only thing that would heal that and make the constituents feel better about putting money back into the coffers is they have to show us a sign that they're very serious about this issue. There can't be the appearance of any kind of fudging going on there.
Well, he is definitely the lightning rod.
Yeah, he is. He is. And you know,
but he's also a very strong voice for the Second Amendment.
He is. And
of course,
and I get that. I appreciate all of the work that he's done. But if these other allegations are true,
of course.
At this point, even if they're not, sometimes you just have to take action to salvage what you have left.
Yeah.
And he's not the NRA.
No.
And he's not more important than what the NRA
exactly.
is.
Exactly. You know, another strong advocate is Ted Nugent.
Yes.
But Ted Ted Nugent is, you know, he provokes controversy, but man, I'll tell you what, I mean,
he's got valid points.
He's got some valid points, but he also has some personality traits that just rub people absolutely the wrong way, including me.
I had a for president bumper sticker, I mean.
Yeah, well, good for you. I've been in one-on-one meetings with him years ago, sponsored by the NRA.
Yeah,
and
he's very outspoken.
He tries to be intimidating if you don't disagree with him. Which I did. I did disagree with him.
Yeah.
And he's a very tall man. And he towered over me. I was sitting in a chair with other folks in that world of the NRA and so forth, including the NRA, one of the NRA regional guys. And he, this was down in Columbia. I'll never forget it. And I said something about his, you know, his manner and his, you know, don't you think you rub some people the wrong way? And he stood up and he towered over me as if to intimidate me. You know how the alpha dog will try to intimidate.
Yeah, right.
You know,
staring you down.
He tried that, and that didn't quite work. Although I'm not quite as tall as he is, I almost bumped his chin when I got up and went nose to nose with him, because he didn't intimidate me, and he didn't really anticipate that move. But, you know, he's done some great things. There's no question. But he's also done some very, very bad things.
Yeah. Yep.
So let's not bring that up and further sully his name. But he's got some ethical issues
though,
that I disagree with.
Even though Wayne gets a lot of criticism from the left.
Yeah.
And we understand their reasons why.
Sure.
Sort of, because they're messed up. But anyway, just because they do that doesn't mean that some of these allegations may not be true.
I don't think you could put Ollie North on the left.
No, I don't.
Craig Norman,
he carries a lot of weight with me with his integrity as far as I'm concerned.
Or Richard Childress.
Correct.
Who I've also met. You know,
I mean, when you see the rats jumping a ship, you know something's sinking. I mean, that's just common sense. So there is something going on here. I don't think we can ignore that.
Right.
I just really feel I'm sad for Wayne, but I think the best thing would be for him to just graciously step down and leave.
Right.
And let the NRA rebuild its reputation, get its image back, and get back to the fight, which is our Second Amendment right.
Exactly. All right, brother. Thank you, Camo Preacher.
Blessings to you and Robin.
Thanks, Russ. Take care, buddy.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. We have got to take a break, don't we, Chris?
Yes, we do.
We do indeed. Well, let me tell you, it's time. It's archery season right around the doggone corner. I mean, on the 6th of September, it's coming. And, of course, muzzleloader season follows that in October. But let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop and their bows. They carry the Coda bow, which is a heavy crossbow, but it is a extremely durable Coda bow. It's top of the line, no question about it. Then there's the Bear X crossbows, the Taurus FFL and the Physics FFL. Now, right now, you can save up to 50% on Parker crossbows and all Parker crossbows and compound bows at 50% off at Clyde Sports Shop. They too will give you custom cut arrows and broadheads and accessories, bow tuning and setup. Rich will take care of that for you. Special orders are welcome for any kind of bow or crossbow because they can buy onesies, twosies, anytime. Complete selection of muzzleloader equipment, muzzleloaders, powder, pellets, bullets, cleaning supplies and accessories, and Thompson Center muzzleloaders. All five models, the Bone Collector, the Impact, the Pro Hunter FX, the Encore, and the Strike, all available at Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammond Stray Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. And they have everything for the Dove Hunter, too. Dove ammo and stools and decoys as well. 410-242-6108 is their phone number. ClydeSports.com is the website. 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-FISH. Clyde's Sports Shop.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Chesapeake Outdoors is your first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, and they've got the bows and the crossbows. They've got crossbows by 10 Point, Excalibur, Carbon Express, and Barnett. But they also have crossbows by Mission, like the Mission Sub 1, XR, the Raven, R26, and R29. And I was in there the other day, and the Ravens are stacked up. If your dealer doesn't have one and says they can't get one, Chesapeake Outdoors has got them. They've got a stack of them, and they're ready to rock and roll. The Matthews, Vertex Bose, that's the new one. That's the adjustable one. The dealer can change the draw length and the draw weight right there at the dealership, and you will be able to adjust that Vertex to your fine specifications. Custom arrows, bow tuning, accessories, ask for Pete to help you with that. Camouflage apparel for all seasons, thousands of accessories for bows and muzzleloaders and firearms. Bows by Thompson Center and CVA. Yes, indeed. Shotguns by Remington and Chiappa and other fine brands of firearms, Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers, waterfowl calls, decoys, steel shot gear and camo, Dove gear, ammo, decoys, buckets, and chairs, all at Chesapeake Outdoors, located right off Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road on Ken Island in Chester, Maryland. That's right, Ken Island is in Chester, Maryland. Dominion Road, 410-604-2500. That's exit 39B, Dominion Road, for Chesapeake Outdoors. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Leaves are turning, there's a chill in the air. Campfires are burning, we're gathered round in chairs. Three generations of hunting in our veins, talking about what might happen on opening day. Where the man's calling for southwest winds, gonna have to change my plans. Guess I won't be hunting the power line, I'm moving to the boat seat stand. Sighted in my rifle and she sure is shooting straight, but I'll meet up with the jitters, y'all. It's opening day.
Opening day coming soon, September 1. Right around the corner. Next, is that next Saturday, September 1?
I think it is.
Yeah, opening a dove and squirrel and resident Canada geese.
Squirrel, September 7th.
7th, right. You're right. Absolutely. My fault.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's all right.
Yeah. Oh, September 6th, 7th, and 8th, bucks, bears, and stags will be measuring deer antlers, whitetail, and sika deer taken in Maryland, and any black bears that anybody's taken up to this point. We need black bears for the record book. The record book is going to be in production shortly after that event. We're cutting off the entries for any deer taken through the 2018 season. And throughout history, here in Maryland, we've got the records for the past 30 years. Those records will appear in the record book, and then every record, every deer, whitetail, sika deer, and every black bear that bucks, bears, and stags has measured will also appear in the upcoming record book that'll be out about mid-December. We're calling it Maryland's Finest. We honor our wonderful deer management and our excellent world-class whitetail deer herd here in Maryland, our unique sika deer. herd and our burgeoning black bear population. And it's, you know, we've got a show coming up here on the 7th. It talks about our black bears and so forth. And, of course, if you haven't bought your hunting license, you need to do that this week. And if you want to enter the bear lottery and join the 5,500 others or for a chance at a bear permit or, you know, just to increase your preference points for a future season, it's time to do that because the drawing is following the Labor Day weekend, which is will be the 3rd or 4th. I can't remember what date it is. Hang on. I'll look in the book. I wrote part of this article, so I will find out. The deadline is August 31st. The drawing is September 3rd. So there you go. Yeah, opening day coming right around the corner. September 6th, the opening day of muzzleloader season. Geez, archery season. September 6th, first Friday after Labor Day. Good grief. I'm losing it. I'm talking too fast. I might have had a little bit too much coffee this morning.
No, I don't think you have. No, not at all.
I think I did.
I pretty much think I did.
Yeah, because I drank a whole thermos full of coffee right here during the show.
And how many cups did you have on the way up?
One, maybe two, but one.
Watch it, Pinocchio.
One at least. I think the other ones came from the. Yeah, I filled this 16-ounce cup at the house, and I filled the thermos at the house.
Okay.
So, and I think the thermos is, I don't know, a quart maybe, but I didn't stop anywhere to buy any additional coffee. So in reality, I've only had a quart and a half of coffee this morning. In reality, 410 WCBM 680. Hey folks, September 4th. Congress comes back. Democrats are expected to crank up their gun control push when they get back from their summer recess. As Fox News polling shows, bipartisan majorities of voters are favoring background checks on gun buyers and taking guns from people who are a danger to themselves and others. Taking guns from people who are a danger to themselves and others. Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee last week announced that the committee is returning early from recess on September 4th to consider several gun control bills, including an Extreme Risk Protection Order Act, like a red flag law. And the committee's chairman, Representative Jerry Nadler, a Democrat from New York, you've seen him up here. He's the one that wants to impeach the president. They also scheduled a September 25th hearing on, quote, military-style assault weapons. Crabber Ron in somewhere
Alan.
Out in Carroll County. Crabber Ron, how you doing? See your picture?
Hey, I ain't talked to you for a while.
See your picture in the Crab Magazine?
Pardon me?
Did you see your picture in the Crab Magazine?
No, I haven't got it.
Oh, you need to get it.
Oh, all right. Battery Warehouse has it?
Yes, they do.
All right, I will be getting one.
Yeah, please do. Please do. Yeah.
Hey, yeah. I got a little girl next to me.
She's great. I bet she's a little older like the guy next to her is.
Yeah. Yeah, old Patty.
Yeah.
Alan, I bought a model 1897 Winchester shotgun. You familiar with that?
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Yep.
Yep. I mean, this thing had to be custom made. This thing is beautiful.
Wow.
But anyway, I just want to talk to you. I haven't talked to you for a while.
Yeah, well, I mean, have you been crabbing yet at all?
No, Alan, I pretty much gave it up. It's easier to go down and just buy a dozen from the girl down the road.
I hear you.
You know, I don't need a bushel of crabs anymore. You know, a dozen's enough for
me.
Oh,
I hear you. Absolutely. I hear you. So.
All right. Well
all right. At least you.
I used to miss you. You know, we should see you at the restaurant, Eldersburg.
Oh, yeah. Yep. No question
now
about
you
that.
You moved on the other side of the bridge. I don't see you anymore.
I know. Well, you can always stop by the station when you're around.
I will do that.
You can always stop by. You know, we'll be more than glad to say hi there. So.
I will do that. I'm up 4 o'clock in the morning anyway.
There you go.
Come by and see you.
Do
all
that.
Right,
we'd love to see you. Thanks, Ron.
All right. Bye.
All right. Have a good weekend. Bye bye. All right. Got to tell you one more time about Clyde Sports Shop. Let's talk about Browning Firearms, a full-line Browning dealer. They've got the BPS pump shotgun. They've got the A5 autoloader, recoil-operated autoloader, 100,000-round, 5-year guarantee. They've got the X-Bolt rifles available in all standard and magnum and short magnum calibers. They've got the AB3 bolt-action rifle. A-Bolt 3 comes custom, comes fitted with a Nikon scope right from the factory. It's a great combo gun, a great starter gun for anybody that wants to buy a high-powered rifle. And, you know, comes in all the standard calibers, 270, 243, 7mm mag, 300-win mag, and more in between. There's also the Maxis, which is a great waterfowl shotgun in camo with a 3 or 3.5 inch magnum chamber. So why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, and check out the full line of Browning shotguns and rifles and handguns from your full line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop, 242-6108. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated #1 and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.